All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend, Roger Quindell, a veteran of the Vietnam War. You know, Roger, for all of the men who and women who came back from wars, you certainly have adjusted well, but there are many who have been maladjusted.
I hide it well. My maladjustment is hidden.
Okay, so I hear but I know people like my older brother and others who came back and were never the same. And and there's so many of them who came back and are never the same. And we also had a society that many of them who were exposed to, especially the Vietnam War, Agent Orange, and our government denied it for so many decades. And as those men aged into their 60s, all of a sudden now the government, or 50s, the government now admits to it, and then they finally give their resources to try to make up for it. Well, but the majority of their life, our government chose not to address that. And so let's talk a little bit about the lip service that our government gives to veterans, but does not give them what they have fought for and rightly deserve.
Well, I know a little bit about that. I mean, I had 8 facial fractures and, you know, I was knocked out for at least a week. You know, people visited me and I didn't know one guy I served with, I didn't know he had seen me in a hospital till like a couple years ago. I just never knew, you know, because I didn't remember anything. But I went to the VA when I got out because I was having blinding headaches, and I put a running car in a ditch to get off the road. And I go there and they go like, well, what do you expect us to do about it? Really? Really? You're really saying that to me? So I didn't remember. And then I just stopped going to the VA. I went to different VAs, and then I never went back until 2014 when a doctor told me I had prostate cancer, you know, and I didn't. And the VA, thankfully, he gave me a blood test, and doctors where it's biopsies and all the consequences of that. So I know very well about it, but I like the VA now. I think it's a good system, and but partly it's because you can't get people to risk their lives for you if you don't treat them well afterwards, and they didn't treat us well, and it has a residual effect. But I think the whole point is we're doing a lot for them, and that's for Ukraine, and we need to. But I guarantee you, Putin is going to be in trouble. And he's irrational, and they have a lot of nuclear weapons. And nuclear weapons are a whole different ballgame, because once they're unleashed, you can't do anything about it. And once they land, you're going to suffer for decades and kill the vast numbers of people. I don't think any of us want that. We're helping them the way we can, and I think we're all these people rah-rah and do this and do that. You're facing someone who doesn't seem to be rational, someone who has a meeting with his trusted advisors and they're a half a block away from him because he doesn't trust anyone around him. He's paranoid, and who knows why, but there's something wrong with the guy, and he's grotesquely miscalculated what was going to happen in Ukraine. The troops didn't even, some of them had 2 days worth of food. So they don't have any food, or they got packages right that were 20 years old, you know. So you don't want to, it's like Kim Il-sung in North Korea. You got to be careful with people who aren't rational, they don't think like you do. And I think we need to take care of our country. We need to take care of our people, and we can help, and we should. And I was highly moved by Zelensky this morning. I mean, it was like I had to leave. I was at a table with people watching. I just got up and left, and I was I had to hide myself because tears were coming to my eyes because it just brought back all these memories. And when people think, yeah, rah, rah, let's send this and that, you got to be careful. There's limits, and we're going to do what we can do, and we're going to strangle them economically. And then it's on him, but I don't want a nuclear war. That's not the legacy we should leave for our children.
Roger,
and he's irrational.
Man, just the thought of people, one third of our country saying, you know, they somehow think that could, you know, could be acceptable.
Yeah.
Either shows how ignorant people are.
Huh? Yeah, but it's sort of part of it. If we made people look at the consequences of war in a real way, if you saw, and you can't do it, we make it all where you're separated emotionally from it. But if you saw bodies piled up and you saw people screaming in agony that were your friends, you know, minutes before, they're still your friends, but they're not there anymore. You know, I remember seeing a guy burn alive in the back of a truck, an ammo truck, because somehow the powder from the artillery that we used to fire the artillery shells, it got lit. And we don't know how. Nobody could even go near him because it was a flash fire. And he lived for 7 days in absolute burn, 90% of his body. Can you imagine that? You can't even, you know, to see something like that. It's just horrific. Bad things happen. Civilian life too, but the concentration of misery, and it's all young people who have a whole life ahead of them to contribute to society, to create families, to be a good person, and it gets snuffed out. And we got to be really careful. We should aid and support them in any way we can. We sort of know what lines we can't cross. We put up our jets in the air with our pilots. It's our war, and we can't do that. And we are not dealing with some rational player. We're dealing with someone who's got a lot of problems internally, a lot of repression. It's a country that murdered 20 million of its own people and then lost 26 million in a war. You know, I'm talking about the Soviet Union. And, and the idea that this guy can be whatever, you know, every person in Russia, every person's got a family member of grandfather or whatever that's died in a war. Shit, we're so arrogant that the Russians lost 100,000 soldiers in Afghanistan, and we thought we were going to do it. We could be different. How different were we? We left in weeks. You know, so what did all these years of war? You know, that used to be like the hippie haven. People went to Afghanistan because it was a... yeah, interesting place to visit, and da-da-da. And then they get 40 years of war. 40 years of war. That's what you're facing in some of these places. And I don't want us to face that. I want us to take care of our country and our people. And we can, but we're going to aid them. And believe me, I was moved this morning. I mean, I had to get up and get out of there, man. It was like, whoa. And I know my friends that I see that are veterans. This really just affects you because you know what it means. It isn't some intellectual discussion. It isn't a book. It's real to you, and you start to remember this person and that person, et cetera.
Hey, Roger.
I thank you,
man,
for the
thank
opportunity.
Roger, thank you, man. We'll talk soon. We've got to go to a break. Okay. When we come back, we're going to be joined by my good friend, Dr. Cecil Austin. That's Roger Quindell. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.